precious viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television. Today, we are going to hear the remarkable story of a truly one-of-a-kind dog.
She is a demonstration of what it looks like to persevere. What it feels like to say, I can do what I want to do. Nothing can stop me.
I think she's amazing, and she's definitely a gift from God.
The 9-year-old Labrador Chow mix named Faith can do something that few other dogs can. She can hop, walk, and run on her two hind legs just like a human. Faith's incredible journey began with an act of compassion. Her soon-to-be caregiver, Jude Stringfellow, was then working as an English professor in Oklahoma, USA. One day in 2003, Jude's son Reuben was asked by a friend to help bury some newborn puppies who had sadly passed away.
I remember very clearly saying, Reuben, do not bring any of those puppies home. And he said, Mom, they're 2 weeks old and they're dead. I mean, I'm just burying them. Give me some credit. And I said, I'm just saying, don't bring any of them home. And he said, no problem. So he came home with her.
Reuben's heart reached out to the little yellow dog who was clinging to life, but who was extremely weak because of an unusual deformity kept her from nursing with her mother.
We looked at her, and she did have the two back legs, and she had a third leg, but it was upside down and dead, and it was not able to function. You think about this, as a dog is suckling from its mother, it needs its hands to push against the teat. Yeah. Tells me that he just couldn't take it. He knew the dog was viable. He knew she was alive, and he, I guess, maybe internally felt that, and put Faith down his jersey and then ran over and jumped over the fences and got home. And he wasn't really sure even until he got home, you know, what he had done. But he said, I saved this dog's life, but now what?
At first, Jude was nervous about taking 3-week-old Faith into her home.
It was my daughters I was more concerned with, not Reuben and not the puppy. So on the very onset, I said, she may not make it. Don't get your hopes up. Don't fall in love. It may not happen.
Indeed, though the little puppy seemed too weak to make it, Jude herself couldn't help but fall in love. Something in Faith's eyes persuaded Jude to let her stay.
She looked up at us with a hope, a faith. Will you help me? Will you take care of me? You're my only chance.
Faith needed surgery to remove her only front leg, which was deformed and keeping her from functioning healthily. Once she recovered, and with the veterinarian's blessings, Faith officially started adjusting to her new home and family, which included Jude, Jude's two daughters, Laura and Katie, and the brother, Reuben, who had given Faith her second chance at life. The little puppy, then dubbed Yellow Dog, was soon strong enough to move her body around to play and feed. The vets warned, however, that this was unhealthy for the pup in the long run, as she would eventually wear down on her chest and chin from too much scooting. Concerned, Jude and her family did their best to encourage Faith to sit upright with mixed success. They never anticipated how simple it would be to finally get Faith to stand up, let alone walk like a person.
We tried everything to make her interested, toys or games or clapping or something, and finally it was her nose that did her in. My daughter was making a peanut butter sandwich. She tried tuna before, no go, but peanut butter. And that dog's ears perked up and her nose popped up, and Laura said, ah, gotcha, I gotcha. So she put the peanut butter on the end of a spoon and walked around the house with it. And the dog would lift a little bit more and fall, lift a little bit more and fall. And we just used it as a game.
Like any other canine cutie, the prospect of a delicious treat kept Faith motivated. Eventually, she lifted all the way up to stand on her hind legs, and her family was thrilled. But the persistent pup did not stop there.
We had her about 12 weeks. We did not teach her to walk. We taught her to stand up on her back legs. That's all we taught her. And then one of my corgi puppy that we were fostering bit her on the heel. And if you know about corgis, they want to herd sheep. And so he was herding her around. She did not like that. So she chased him.
Her refusal to see differences as disadvantages made Faith stronger and steadier as she continued to stand and run, eventually teaching herself to walk at an even pace and even jump over steps and other obstacles. Just look at her go. She can move around on her hind feet as well as you and I.
So was she named Faith right away, or did she evolve to that?
She evolved to that. I called her Yellow Dog, which is not the least bit original. Kate may have called her Miracle or Hope. And finally, after she did stand up and walk on her own, my daughter, Laura, said, you know, we should name her Faith. It took Faith on her own to stand up and do the walking.
Since she learned to walk at such an early age, Faith's muscles and joints grew to accommodate her unique skill. Over the years, she had seen over a dozen veterinarians, and not only do they deem her perfectly healthy and adapted, they all say that her situation is an absolute miracle. The Miracle Dog became known to the outside world when Jude contacted her local television news station to share Faith's inspiring story.
Called a local anchor and asked if they could do a story, and she said sure. So one day they had a slow news day, so she called me and did a story on Faith, put it on the AP, and within hours the entire world was on her phone. It was like amazing.
Since that fateful day, Faith has appeared on numerous television and radio shows. The science world is fascinated by her sheer ability to mobilize. Ripley's Believe It or Not did a special feature on her, taking x-rays to better understand how Faith strutted around. She was also featured on the Discovery Channel and the PBS scientific show Nova, to name a few. Of course, the scientifically inclined are not the only ones interested in the lovely, persistent Faith. The queen of talk shows, Oprah Winfrey, has even invited Faith to appear on her program. Oprah was not entirely aware of her guest situation, so when the two finally met face to muzzle, it was an emotional revelation to say the least.
But backstage, Oprah could not stop crying, and my daughter, Katie, asked her, she said, are you going to be okay? And Oprah, you know, kind of clenched her heart, and she said something to the effect of, I've actually never been this touched. This is amazing.
We surely can empathize and be easily moved by such a resilient spirit. With so many odds initially stacked against her, Faith thrived seemingly without a care in the world, ever so confident and while surprisingly normal. Indeed, her characteristic walk does not seem to affect her energy levels or ability to keep up with her fellow canines.
She is active with the other dogs. She's the alpha dog at home. She's definitely the queen. And I think she had to be in order to survive the way that she did. She had to create that in herself.
Thanks to her feature on Oprah and numerous other appearances in international media, Faith has endeared the hearts of countless fans. She receives up to 300 emails every day, and her website gets over 2,000 daily visits. Of the many people who have met her, all can attest to something very notable. Despite having an unusual appearance for a dog, Faith's so-called disability is almost unnoticeable behind her captivating, lively smile.
You know, when you look at her, you just see this big smile, and you see, the first thing you notice is the big smile, and then you say, oh, wait a minute, she's got no arms on her. Oh my gosh, what's going on? And she doesn't notice that. Faith doesn't care. Faith doesn't notice that she herself is handicapped or disabled. And so the message that we take when we go on our motivational speaking tours is that you don't have to look perfect to be exactly what you're supposed to be or who you're supposed to be.
Faith is a very happy dog. Look at her face. Look at that tongue wagging. She loves us, and we love her.
Her uplifting and charming personality, on top of all her hopping and running, has enabled Faith to accomplish a very impressive and rare feat for an animal. She has attained the rank of an E5 sergeant in the United States Army.
Faith became a sergeant when we went to Seattle, Washington, Fort Lewis, and we mentioned that she loved to see wounded warriors, and so they took us into the Madigan Hospital. She made those guys feel so good, and she did, and there was children there too, because it's a regular hospital, so she made the kids feel great. So, but she couldn't go into some of the wards, and so one of the generals there said, you know what, if I make her a sergeant, she can go in the wards at Walter Reed, Sam Houston, wherever she wants to go, she can go in the wards. So they made her a sergeant. It was just supposed to be for a day. And then the members of the Army said, no, we want her to be one all the time so she could always come, go to any base she wants to around the world.
And travel she does. Faith's military privileges have helped her reach out to a greater number of people, especially wounded soldiers or those currently serving. her human companion believes that Faith really has an affinity and sense of purpose with these soldiers, and she surely treats every single one of them like her best friend. Wonderful viewers, thank you for joining us today for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Please come back to watch part two of our program on December 6th to hear some more stories of Faith's travels and how she has inspired people from all walks of life. In the meantime, read more about Faith on her website, www.faiththedog.info. Coming up next on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. May compassion and peace fill your every day.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.